We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Friends and some people who are old friends, new friends, all sorts of friends, but they bring the 10 songs that mean something to them. And today, it is a real, real treat that Stephen Ussery is with me today. Hey, Stephen.
How do you do, Willie?
Stephen Ussery, the guy with the greatest radio voice in the world, is with us this morning, folks. Say something, Stephen.
Something, Stephen.
There you go. See, folks? See what I mean? All right. Stephen has brought his 10 Christmas songs that move him. Is that correct?
They kind of tell a bit of a story. Many of them do.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know how personal we're going to get on this. So, these songs do tend toward the personal side.
Good. That's good because that's exactly what this show is about. Songs that maybe some people have never heard. Songs that people have heard and don't know why they like them. But it's somebody else's favorite song, too.
It's going to be a lot of stuff that's off the beaten path for the Christmas time. Everyone always says, well, not everyone, but so many people say, You hear the same 10 songs over and over at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And so I am all about finding new Christmas music every year.
Okay.
And one of my inspirations for keeping into new music into my dotage here was my father. My father loved music. I remember when I was a kid, he'd bring home a stack of 45s every Friday from the record store. And I mean, he loved both types of music, country and Western.
That's great.
but I mean, even until he passed away, he was finding new music. And I remember our first song that we're going to play here, he shared with me. It was by a very popular country group of the time, Shadaisy.
Oh, okay.
And this came out in 2000, and it's a very unique take on Jingle Bells.
Okay, here we go. This is Shadaisy.
Sing a sleigh song tonight.
Jingle,
Man, that was beautiful. Wow.
Thanks, George Usry, for that one.
All right. Yes.
That was Shadaisy with Jingle Bells.
Okay, that was very cool. Man, what great voices. That's beautiful harmonies there. Wow. Folks, you're listening to Songs and Movie on WYXR. I'm here with Stephen Usry. Stephen, which I'm sure you're sitting there right now going, I know his voice. I know his voice. How would people know your voice, Stephen?
There are a couple of big ways. One of them is if you've ever been on hold, listening to the City of Memphis on hold messages. I do most of the on hold messages for okay. The city.
And give us one.
Thank you for calling the Union Avenue Police Substation. That one's out of date.
That's great. That's great.
For the lieutenant's desk, press one.
I love it. I love it. That is very cool. But in his real world, well, and that's in your real world too. But but what do you do?
My job title is I'm the manager of broadcast services for WYPL Radio and the Library Channel Television Station, which is a service of the Memphis Public Libraries and the City of Memphis.
Ah, that's good, man. You delivered that like seamlessly.
Yeah. I can say it in my sleep nowadays.
I bet you can. I bet you can. So how long have you been with the library system?
I started with the library in 99.
Did you really?
In January of 99. And after about 2.5 years, I was making an announcement. I worked in the link department doing a telephone reference and doing the information desk over at the old Peabody branch.
Okay.
And the station manager of the radio station heard me make an announcement over the intercom and said, you need to work for me. And I said, sure.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's great. Wow. Wow. And that was at the Peabody branch?
Yes, that was at
Peabody.
Okay,
yeah. When did the new library open?
The official grand opening date was Veterans Day 2001.
Okay.
So it was just a couple of months after 9/11.
Yeah.
And we had a soft opening for a couple of weeks, and then we had our big party on that Saturday, which was Veterans Day.
Yeah.
I got to host the radio proceedings.
You did?
We had local television newscasters come in and read the newspaper, because one of our big things is that we read for the visually impaired.
Right.
And otherwise print impaired.
Uh-huh.
And I was the host that got to talk to them beforehand. And I had been out of radio. I did radio in college, and I'd been out of radio for 8 or 9 years. And then they said, you're hosting our big show.
You had to go find your radio chops again.
I think I just made them up.
Oh, that's great. And I tell you what, the library is, we're so lucky to have such a great library in Memphis, Tennessee. We really are. I've had a very close association with the library for years now, doing documentary films and doing research there and all that. It's just
television program.
Yeah, just all of those things. And you know, people tell me from other cities, they say, man, we don't have anything like this. I mean, other big cities, they just don't have something like this.
Well, the Memphis Public Libraries have twice won the National Library Award, which is, there's only a handful of libraries that have ever done that. So we have great leadership. We have incredible services, and just we're always looking for something new in order to help out our community.
Right. Well, you certainly do. All right, well, let's get back to the songs that move you. What do we got up next?
Well, up next, we're going to change gears here. This one, my father passed away about 13 years ago.
Oh,
and it was tough for me. I'd lost my mom when I was a kid, and so this was kind of like my last connection to the generations before me. Yeah. And, man, I was at loose ends. I mean, it took about a year. My friend said, oh, you're back. And, and one of the things that helped me was I decided I needed to go away for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I needed to not see anybody I knew. I needed to be completely on my own and just completely isolated and just kind of like live with that aloneness.
Sure, yeah.
And so this song here kind of sums up kind of that feeling for me. I mean, it really was really cathartic for me when I heard this song.
Okay.
It's called You Drank All the Eggnog by Friend Roulette.
Okay, here we go.
Fingers feeling
That was like theatrical. I mean, it just and when it opened up, that really, you know, it's brilliant.
And hearing the lyrics, "You're on your own, you're so alone," and it just, I mean, that allowed me to make the breakthrough and kind of start going forward at that point.
Sure. Yeah, man. I tell you what, the power of music, man. The power of music.
I told a friend once it's the closest thing we had to magic on this planet.
Ah, that's well put. That is well put. And I tell you, and that's exactly what we do here. You know, when it's amazing when I bring, you know, bring people in and we just talk about the things that have meant something to them throughout their life or whatever. Maybe some people have songs that they can't stand. So it's just, there's so much there, and it all is represented in music. And I can't think of anything else that moves people in that way.
Well, and one of the things I kind of have a thing about is I interview a lot of authors.
Right.
Yeah. And I see in the different forms of art and the media that we have, mm-hmm. a lot of times there isn't like a whole lot of cross-pollination, not a talking back and forth.
Yeah.
You read a book and no one's ever watching TV or talking about the books they're reading or anything like that.
Yeah, right.
And I put together this huge project that's going to air on WYPL on the 24th and 25th. It's called A Quarter Century of Carols, A Survey of Christmas Music of the 21st Century so far.
Ah, how cool.
And so it's stuff from 2000 on. I don't want you to at me.
Yeah.
I'm counting 2000 as the start of the century, okay. not the end of the previous one.
Right.
And so, I mean, Christmas music from all over the world. I've got stuff from India, Singapore, Vietnam, Africa, in South Africa, Nigeria. I've got stuff from all over in Europe, South America, all sorts of different languages, mm-hmm. all sorts of different themes.
Yeah.
And one of the ones I have is there has been movement, at least in the Christmas music world, mm-hmm. of people writing songs about movies and including movies in there. Because movies and television specials are kind of like very essential to the Christmas
experience. That's right, experience. They're bedrock, yeah.
And one of the reasons why I love Christmas music is because it's nothing. It's not one thing. It uh-huh. is so many things. It's so many different cultures. It's so many different styles of music. It's so many different approaches to way to life because, you know, the way you think Christmas is not the way it is for everybody else.
That's right.
So it's a great way to learn about other people, how they live their lives, and what they expect from this time of year. And there's a pretty prominent indie band from Virginia called Beta Radio. Mm-hmm. And they put out Christmas EPs regularly. And last year they put out one that has this song called Space Continuum, Christmas Time Continuum. Mm-hmm. And it is really looking at the way we become untethered in our world and how media and everything like that mm-hmm. and being online is kind of separated us from each other
right.
and it uses the metaphor of the Home Alone movie and A Christmas Carol yeah. and there's a line that's coming up it's going to say your most sacred story is told by stop motion toys.
Oh man, and oh, so, that's deep.
And so
wow.
I love the song so much and as the kids say it gives me all the feels.
That's great. All right, and let's hear it.
All right.
Christmas time robbers dressed as cops with pizza guys at your door. A mother's instinct comes on mid-flight, remembering what's been ignored. Flights are all but phone lines down, poke up and moving vans to get back home. You wanted to rest and to stay in the past, but that Christmas ghost comes back. You wanted to rest and to stay in the past, but that Christmas ghost comes back. Christmas time, there's a feeling that feels deep and in between. At Christmas time, there's a feeling that feels like being in between. At Christmas time, there's a feeling that feels like being deep and being in between.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was really nice. All right, man. I've never heard of that. I've never heard any of these songs that you play, which is great. It's not
you've heard Jingle Bells before.
Well, I have
not
heard
that,
Jingle
Bells. Not that version. But.
Right. But yeah, you're bringing it. Thank you. Folks, Stephen Ussery is here with me this morning, and we're playing the songs that move him, and this is the Christmas edition. And playing some really interesting stuff. Thank you so much. Let's talk for a second about some more about this music. How did you get interested in studying Christmas music?
Well, of course, I was a kid and I loved all the Christmas specials on TV. Probably watched the Donnie and Marie show way too much back then. And, you know, you'd see the cover of Andre Kostolanitz's The Wonderful Stereo World of Christmas. And it's just incredible with all the decorations that it has on it. And then it was probably in the early 90s. I was working at KUAF NPR in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and as also the manager of the student radio station at the university.
Okay.
And we got a CD in, and it was called A Christmas Party with Eddie G. Mm. And the Eddie G in question is Eddie Gorodetsky. Okay. Who is a comedy writer, but also the producer of Bob Dylan's radio show.
Oh, really?
And he was legendary in L.A. for making Christmas mixes of stuff you've never heard before.
Wow.
And they put out a record, and it had Rufus on there.
Oh, really?
And had Solomon Burke, Presents for Christmas, and had little Augie Rios with Mamacita, Donde Esta Santa Claus, and Billy West, who did the voices for Ren and Stimpy, he did a lot of skits and in-between segments on there, and it really kind of made me interested in saying, oh, there's a lot more out there to this.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was listening mostly to hard rock, punk, and heavy metal stuff, and so it definitely allowed me to approach a different side of my personality. You know, it's not all sharp edges.
Yeah, right. There you go.
And it went on and on, and, you know, would pick up a Christmas record here and there.
Yeah.
And then in 2004, I think it was, Chris Isaak put out his first Christmas record. Mm-hmm. And, man, for some reason, it just hit the right way.
Really? Okay.
And there's a song on there called Christmas on TV, going back to the conversation between media forms.
Uh-huh.
And that just lit a fire into me, and I just went nuts looking for everything that I could find, and I started doing Christmas shows for WYPL every year, just trying to play not only some great, interesting old stuff that you probably haven't heard much before, but also trying to find the newest stuff and going all over the world. I mean, I would get on, back then it was Rhapsody, then it changed names to Napster, and on Amazon and on Spotify. I would learn the words for Christmas in a lot of different languages.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, of course, you know, in Noel for French and Navidad for Spanish. And then going over into Eastern Europe, Bosnichni, which is in the Serbo-Croatian area.
Okay.
And then I learned the word for carol in a lot of languages, too. Uh-huh. So villancicos in Spanish. In a lot of Eastern European languages, it's some version of Kalinda, Kolide, in those areas.
Okay.
And just was looking for everything and weird, you know, finding stuff from the old communist Czech era. And there's a song called Veseli Vysoce by Vanoce, which is the Czech word for Christmas is Vanoce, by this group called E. Settleri, and it was like a kids' choir that was led by a man. And man, it's just one of the most joyful Christmas songs I've ever heard. Sorry, it's not on the show today. We're concentrating on newer stuff.
Right.
But it just makes me so darn happy.
Yeah.
And then I found an old Smithsonian Folkways album of Spanish Christmas songs. And there was some remote mountain village, and they have a song called Esta Noche Es Noche Buena. And it's just it's a cappella except for a couple people with tambourines. Wow. And man, just so much joy.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I have a kind of a problem generating joy in my life. Uh-huh. I'm a bit of a downer. So when I can get some joy in me through the music, I really appreciate it.
Sure. Oh, that's great. And we should remember, like, you know, your Smithsonian records, you know, those things were done for the people. Those things, they sent people out to record things that maybe weren't going to be around forever. And
of course, the Lomax is in this area.
That's right. Yeah, the Lomaxes came here, and that's why we know about blues. That's why we know about a lot of gospel music and just music that, you know, regional music, you know, from the South. And all of that is because of libraries. And I have a deep affinity with libraries. So, all right, well, let's push on to the next tune.
And this is about a point I had, if you can think back to a Christmas special, where my heart grew three sizes.
Okay.
I had been fairly unlucky in relationships for a while, and I took a few years off, about 5 years from dating.
Right.
And I met my current partner, and hopefully my lifetime partner. This song came out the year we met. Our anniversary is 6 days before Christmas.
Oh, nice.
And so this song just really summed up what we wanted for that first Christmas and then every Christmas since.
Oh, that's
it's
great.
Mindy Smith, who's a country singer from Nashville. Her voice is up there with Dolly and Alison Krauss, as far as I'm concerned. She just has the most gorgeous voice. It's called Snowed In.
All right.
Just a gorgeous voice and a
that
beautiful
really
song.
It really is. Voice of an angel. Wow. Very nice. All right, folks, you're listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We're glad you're here with us this morning. Taking this little journey down the songs that move Stephen Ussery. All right. And Amanda, you've been hitting a home run here. These are beautiful things I've never heard of.
Well, and that's one of the aims of the Christmas music we play on WYPL, yeah, is to have stuff that you just haven't heard 1,000 times.
Right.
You want to find a new favorite. I have a get-together with friends online once a week, and I was DJing the night, and they were pretty happy with the tunes I'm playing. They were going, man, you are off the wall.
I love it. I love it. Okay, well, let's push it on down the road here. What have we got next?
Well, and another one of the things we do at YPL is play Memphis music.
Right.
And we're pretty much exclusively Memphis music throughout the year. Mm-hmm. We play from 8 to midnight, then again in the morning from 3 until 7. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you think all the great Christmas music we have, Elvis and Carla Thomas, B.B. King. But, you know, I also like to pay attention to the working musicians who don't get as much publicity as those folks. Mm-hmm. There's a local singer-songwriter named Myla Smith. Mm-hmm. And this song has become a favorite with me, my girlfriend, and her daughter. Every year we have to hear a little bit of Red and Green All Over by Myla Smith.
Here we go.
Shiny reindeer nose, your cheeks when you get cold, stockings made of wool, my heart when it's full.
That was so nice.
Yeah, just love
that.
Who was
that again?
Myla Smith, M-Y-L-A.
Myla Smith. Thank you, Myla. Beautiful song there. Beautiful song. Folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR this morning. I hope you're getting your week started off as well as we're getting started off here. I've been doing this show for about 2.5 years, and I tell you what, I just look forward to Monday mornings, and I never thought I would say that, but I do. I look forward to coming in here and talking to interesting people. It just puts a smile on my face, and every time I walk out from doing this at 10 o'clock on Monday mornings, I just feel good. It gives me a good start to my week and kind of sets me in the kind of mindset I want to be in. And I think
that's a perfect lead-in for this next song.
Oh, it is.
Yes, well, it is. It's perfect.
And we didn't even rehearse that, did we?
No.
All right. Well, what have we got next?
Well, you know, as people like to say, the reason for the season is the birth of Yeshua of Nazareth. Uh-huh. And so we have a great gospel tune here. So many of our traditional Christmas carols and songs are fairly somber, you know, very deliberately paced. Yeah. But this one, I know I'm coming back to the word joy a lot,
yeah,
but boy,
yeah,
howdy, this one is joy, and with the bass line, just is incredible. It's He Was in Town Last Month. It is Marvin Sapp.
Okay, right.
With a just incredible contemporary gospel artist with Feels Real Good.
Man, Marvin Sapp.
Yeah, if you're not having a good time this year, it's not his fault.
That's right. Yes, folks, if you weren't up dancing, I hope maybe you were sitting in your chair dancing. Dance anywhere you can, anytime you can. That's what I say. All right, folks, we're glad you're with us this morning. Stephen Ussery and I are sitting here in the Crosstown Concourse watching people stroll by. Some are waving at us, and it's always a nice thing to see friendly people walk by, people with smiles on their faces, and I think everybody's getting ready for Christmas. And I would say this, if you haven't been to Crosstown Concourse in the last few weeks, get on down here and look at the lights in this lobby. Isn't it something?
It is gorgeous.
Man, it's just it's a marvel. Every week I say this, I know, and I hope people don't get tired of it, but I'm so glad they couldn't figure out how to tear this place down. Because had they been able to figure it out, it would have been gone 40 years ago.
Yeah, sometimes not being quick about things pays off.
That's right. And this is just a lovely place. In fact, my wife, Kim, came with us, came with me the other day. And actually, she's the one who saw that this was happening. It was the tuba concert, the Christmas tuba concert. And I'm telling you, right out here in the lobby, they had, I don't know how many tubas and euphoniums, euphonia. Well, how would you say that?
I guess euphonia. Yeah.
Yeah, euphonia. And let me tell you, it was so nice. And they played for over an hour and played all the Christmas carols. And it was so cool just to hear tuba music.
I played euphonium for about 8 weeks in junior high school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's an interesting instrument there.
That makes sense. It's another form of the horn is called the baritone.
Yes, right.
And so,
right.
You know, yeah. My voice, right in that register.
There you go. All right. What have we got next, Stephen?
Up next is a guy you may have not have heard of, but he was in a fairly notable garage rock band back in the 60s in New Jersey called the Doughboys.
Okay.
He was the drummer for them, and he's still out there putting out music. His name is Richard X. Heyman.
Richard X. Heyman.
And this song is nostalgic without being nostalgic. It is pure power pop goodness, but it is all the energy of a kid who just as ready to get celebrated. Are you ready, Willie?
Hey, I'm ready. Let's go. I'm up for anything now. That was great. Who was that again?
Richard X. Heyman.
Okay.
He used to be a member of the Doughboys back in the 60s.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. All right, folks, I'm here with Stephen Ussery. What were we talking about a second ago? Oh, yes, the tones, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're kind of four shortcut tones for Christmas music. They're kind of like cheat codes for doing Christmas music.
Right.
Especially in the past 15 years or so, the ukulele.
Oh, yes, that always, right.
And
yeah.
it evokes that twee feeling a lot of Christmas songs can have. Yeah. Also, tubular bells.
Yes, right.
I mean, if you're not thinking of The Exorcist, you're thinking of Christmas.
Right. yep.
And then our song that we just heard there mm-hmm. had two of them, the Glockenspiel,
yes,
and sleigh bells.
Oh yes, right, gotta have the sleigh bells going in the
so band. that is a cheat code for having the Christmas music.
That's great. So does every song have to have one of those?
No. Yeah, there are no rules to Christmas. There are no rules to Christmas music. You're going to find out soon. There are definitely no rules for Christmas music.
Okay, right. All right. Well, let's hear what we've got next here.
This is probably my favorite Christmas song of the last 25 years. It was, I think they only put out one album. Mm-hmm. It was a Mormon family band called the Crofts Family, mm-hmm. Led by one of the daughters, Callie Crofts, who has since left the Mormon church and has trying to smash the patriarchy now.
Oh, okay.
And more power to her.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
But they put out this beautiful song called Sparrow in the Birch. Mm-hmm. It is a sacred song, mm-hmm. but it uses natural imagery really well, and mm-hmm. Her voice is wonderful, and she just is such a great songwriter.
All right.
Sparrow in the Birch by the Crofts Family. As they hear the story of impossible birth.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, man. Tell me who that was again.
There's the Cross Family, Sparrow and the Birch.
Very nice. All right, folks, we are winding down here. We got about 10 minutes left. We got a few more songs left.
We got a couple more. And okay. This one, I'm going to obliterate all the goodwill that we've built up into this point.
Uh-oh. Hold on to your hats, folks.
So this year has proved a special challenge in looking for Christmas music online because of AI.
Oh, okay.
So many of the music services now are flooded with AI garbage, trying to sucker someone into playing it and getting them a few royalty payments from it. Yeah. And it has made, I mean, Christmas music, it started to become difficult. There were these things called shovel compilations. Mm-hmm. And people just put in these random compilations of bands and on there, and then they'll do like 15 different variations of that. So you have to root through 50 of those before you get to like one legitimate Christmas record.
Right.
And now AI has made that even worse.
Wow.
Thankfully, they use such terrible AI-generated art on the covers, you can kind of just
skate right
past those.
Yeah.
But when I was complaining, I'm on an online forum for Christmas music, and I said, man, this AI is killing me. Uh-huh. It's made it worse than a needle in a haystack. Yeah. And then I found like three songs in a row that I went, all right, this is what finding music, this is like the digital equivalent of going through crates.
Oh, yeah.
And this one is called You're Haunted, It's Christmas, by, I think it's an English electronic artist named Dog Market. And I apologize, but I love this song so much.
I've been trying to tell myself the same five things for the last 5 years. And at this point, I'm ready to give up. The mirror's getting dirty, and I don't think I'm listening.
I'm trying to show that I know the world.
okay, did you just throw away all your goodwill you had built up?
Well, how do you feel about it, Willie?
No, that was pretty cool. I mean, it's probably nothing I would seek out, but yeah, I mean, I love hearing things like that.
Well, my girlfriend hates this song so
really?
Much, and I love it not because she hates it, but uh-huh. it's to me, I told my friends, I said, it kind of makes me think of what I feel my emotions are right now in the country. Right now.
There you go. Okay,
and sure. that's kind of like just on edge feel.
Yeah.
And like one of the lyrics is, I spent the last 5 years trying to be everything you wanted me to be. And this country will not act right.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, we want to thank you for being with us this morning. Stephen Usry is my guest. And love what you're doing over at the library, man. You're doing some great work over there.
Oh, thank you, Willie.
You know, just keep doing your work and keep being interesting. I mean, that's the thing, man. I mean, you've got some great tastes here, and you're pursuing some things that are really, really cool. And we better jump into our last song.
All right. Tomorrow night, Gregory Porter is going to be at the Orpheum, one of my favorite jazz singers in the world.
Okay.
An evening with Gregory Porter. He put out a Christmas album last year. Finally, I've been waiting for this one for years and years. And hopefully this is how we can feel about our future in America right now. It's Everything Is Not Lost by Gregory Porter.
All right, see you next week, folks.
Help me just to pass this test of time. I wish that I was blind. Strange thing to wish for, but I just can't unsee all this misery. Help me clear this fear that's in my mind. I wish that it was lost. I can't help but think this world is on the brink in my mind. But everything's not lost.
All is not lost.
It's Christmas and New Year's, it's coming on strong. Everything's
not
lost. It's Christmas and New Year, it's coming on strong. Everything
is
not
lost.
It's Christmas and New Year, it's coming on strong. Good tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Strange thing to wish for, but I can't help.